talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday. Boy, oh boy, July 29th, 2022, last Friday in the month of July, 77 degrees, sunny skies. Kim did call in last hour. She wanted the Nelly tickets. So Maggie won Nelly in hour number one. Kim has won Nelly in hour number two. Now, here's the deal. We have tickets to Foreigner left here. Two tickets to Foreigner. But the concert is tonight at 7:30. So, if you call in this hour and you want Foreigner, let me know that. Because when we do the drawing, we've got to give away the Foreigner tickets by the end of this hour. So, that's how we're going to do this. Because we've got to give away the Foreigner tickets by 1 o'clock today. So we might do two giveaways this hour. Now, Drew Hill is Sunday. If you want Drew Hill, let me know about that. And we still have two tickets to Nelly, but we're going to save those. Well, we're going to do ticket giveaways tonight as well, 8 to 10. With Angie. I'll be back on tonight, 8 to 10. Now, we might save the two remaining Nelly tickets for tonight, 8 to 10. And then we've also got some tickets for Drew Hill that we've got to give away because we won't be back on the air till Monday. And we've also got tickets for Monday's concert, which I believe is Zach Williams, Christian singer. Does anybody know who's performing Monday at the Ohio State Fair? I'm pretty sure his name is Zach. But the Foreigner tickets have to go this hour because the concert's tonight. So if you win this hour or you enter this hour, let me know that you want Foreigner, and I'll put an F next to your name, and you'll be strictly in for those tickets. Okay. Let's finish this category up. Name a food item in a restaurant that you might offer as all you can eat. We've got chicken, salad bar, and pasta. Chicken, salad bar, and pasta. Still two answers left. 740-751-4038. Name a food item a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. Chicken, salad bar, and pasta we have got. There are still two answers left. What are they?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I don't know if I answered this pizza.
No pizza on the list.
Pizza does not make the list. Name an item a restaurant might offer as all you can eat.
Go ahead, caller.
Brandy.
What's that?
Barbecue.
No barbecue. Go ahead, caller.
Milk.
What's that?
Coffee or milk.
No coffee or milk on this particular list. We've got that beep coming on, which just means we have somebody else on the line. That's why sometimes it's a little difficult to hear the answer. Go ahead, caller.
What's that?
Fish.
No fish. No fish on this particular list. Something on a restaurant might offer as all you can eat.
Go ahead, caller.
Pizza?
No pizza.
Pizza does not make the list. Something a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. Now remember, we've got these Foreigner tickets that we've got to give away this hour because the concert is tonight. So if when you call in you want foreigner, tell me that. And we'll put you in that specific group. 740-751-4038. But we are going to be giving away Nelly tickets tonight. Possibly Drew Hill. 8 to 10 tonight with Angie Evers. And possibly Zach. Who is the guy Monday at the fair? Zach something. Go ahead, caller.
Pancakes.
No pancakes. No pancakes on the list. How about that? All righty here. Let's see if we have an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Pancakes or French toast?
No pancakes or French toast. Now, I'll tell you this. A lot of people have guessed fish. The last two items are seafood, but not fish. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Baked beans?
No baked beans. The last two items on this list are seafood, but they're not fish. Name a food item a restaurant might offer as all you can eat. All you can eat.
Go ahead, caller.
Shrimp.
Shrimp?
Fruit.
What's that?
Like fruit, like apples and...
Oh, no. No fruit. Go ahead, caller.
Shrimp or lobster?
Shrimp, you got it. Thank you.
Shrimp was an answer. But what is the other? The other is not lobster. We've all heard about the all-you-can-eat shrimp.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say shrimp.
We just got shrimp, but I'll tell you what. I'll put you in anyway.
Oh, I didn't hear that. No. Wait a minute. I got my radio loud. Now what?
I'll put you in. Did you want foreigner, if that, or Drew Hill?
Yeah.
Foreigner?
Foreigner.
Okay, yeah. Got you in.
Okay. All right. We've got one there for foreigner. Okay, because we've got to give those away because that concert's tonight.
Go ahead, caller.
What about seafood?
What's that?
Seafood, like shrimp and scallops and...
Crab. Crab legs is the last one. You got it. What's your name?
Angela.
Angela. Now, did you want foreigner or Drew Hill?
Foreigner.
Foreigner?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put you down for foreigner. So stay tuned. You might win.
All right.
All right, we've got Angela down for foreigner as well. Now, that's tonight. Don't forget, but I'm going to get them to you here as soon as I get off the air. Okay, so we've got all the answers there. It was chicken, salad bar, shrimp, crab legs, and pasta. The only category Adam does not participate in, and we all know he's a pig at the all-you-can-eat places, and he didn't answer in that one. I don't know how in the world that happens. Okay, next category. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. How about that? All these answers begin with the word no. No something. Signs you're at a really cheap birthday party. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's what we're looking for. Does anybody have the answers? It'd be like, no, I'm going to give you something that's not on the list, but like no cats. So it would be no something that you would have at a birthday party. Signs you're at a really cheap birthday party.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say no food, but if you want certain, I'll say birthday cake. Okay.
Well, I tell you, food is on the list. Food is number two. So we'll put you down. Now, did you want to be in?
That would be a disaster.
Now, did you want another one in for foreigner or one in for Drew Hill as well?
Foreigner.
Foreigner. Got it.
Who is that? Just a second. Who's that heel? What is that heel?
Drew Hill is a band, kind of like Nelly. It'll be Sunday night.
For young people.
Yeah, young group.
Oh, okay. All okay, right. Foreigner.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 740-751-4038. No food is a correct answer.
Go ahead, caller.
No food?
Oh, we already got food.
No food already on the list here. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. 740-751-4038. Remember, all answers begin with no.
Go ahead, caller.
Me?
Yeah.
Or could you break up? I'll say no gifts.
No gifts. Absolutely. No presents is on the list. Did you want another one for foreigner?
Yeah.
All right.
Another entry for the foreigner tickets for tonight. All righty. Let's see what we've got going on here.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's John King.
Hey, John. How you doing? Can I give you a call back here in about 45 minutes?
Yeah, I'll have to call you later. I'm headed to a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Something's been going on with my phone this morning.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, John.
Yep, bye.
Go ahead, caller.
No drink.
What's that?
No drink.
No drink. Let's see here. No drink, not on the list.
All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
No extra guests.
No extra guests. No guests. Not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
No presents.
We already got no presents. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No decorations.
No decorations. Yes. Did you want to be in the competition?
No.
Okay.
No decorations. Number three on the list. 740-751-4038. We've got Foreigner and Drew Hill. Now tonight from 8 to 10, it'll be Angie Evers and I. Now we'll have a pair of Nelly tickets left and maybe some Drew Hill and maybe some... Is it Zach Williams Monday at the fair? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say backyard party.
No backyard party.
740-751-4038. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. We've got no food, no decorations, no presents. Three answers left. What might they be? 740-751-4038. As the day continues to trickle on here on WWGH Radio. Holy mackerel. Or as old Harry Carey used to say, holy cow. Do we have the answers? Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party.
Go ahead, caller.
No plate.
No what?
No plate.
Plates not on the list.
Yes.
Plates not on the list. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. What would that be?
Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
No cake?
What's that? No cake?
Yes.
Yes, cake is not on the list. You got it. And is this Angela?
Yes.
All right. Did you want Foreigner or Drew Hill?
Foreigner.
All right. We got Foreigner. Thank you.
All right. No cake number one on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Hello? Hello? All right, go ahead, caller.
No people.
People not on the list.
People is not on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're going to take a quick break and come back momentarily here on WWGH Radio. Hold on, we'll be right back.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hello?
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
Alex is just...
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path.
Hey, what's up?
Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Email from school.
No problem.
About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, Grandma. It's for dinner.
All right, we're back here, WWGH Radio. What an interesting moment that was. But we move along here. We've still got the Foreigner tickets, the Drew Hill tickets here. Judy and Angela in, and the competition is... Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party.
Go ahead, caller.
No games.
No. Well, I don't know if these are games. Favors, party favors. Yeah, I think those could be games. What do you consider a party favor?
The things you blow with stuff, those air horn stuff and hats, party hats and stuff.
Well, I'll give it to you.
Well, those aren't games. I'm thinking about games. They just sit, look at each other and didn't buy any.
Well, do you want one entry for Drew Hill?
No, because I don't know anybody that could go Sunday.
Okay, we'll keep you in for Foreigner.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget to tune in to Angie Evers and I tonight. We'll have a ticket. We'll have a couple tickets to Nelly, possibly Drew Hill, and maybe that guy Monday. Who is the guy Monday who's performing at the fair? I think it's Zach Williams. He's a religious artist, very popular religious artist. So popular, I don't remember his name. Isn't that brilliant? 740-751-4038. All right. Name a sign you're at a really cheap birthday party. We've got no cake, no food, no decorations, no favors, no presents. And the last one here, I'll give you a hint. What do you put with a present? There's something you put with a present. What would that be? 740-751-4038. 77 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Give me a buzz. Does anybody have the answer? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
No cards.
No cards. That's right. The old birthday card.
Well, that one right off the bat.
I know. You think we'd get that one right in the beginning.
No, that should be one of the first ones, yeah.
No birthday cards. All right. Thanks.
Okay, goodbye.
Go ahead, caller. Hello?
All right. Never mind on that one. Let's move into the next group here. Now, we got these Drew Hill tickets we need to give away. What do people do that could get them kicked out of a museum? How about that? What could people do that would get them kicked out of a museum? Six answers left. Holy mackerel. Something that could get them kicked out of a museum. Now, remember, we got Drew Hill on Sunday. Now, that's at 7:30. We've got Foreigner tonight at 7:30.
Go ahead, caller.
Bother the painting. I'd say touch them or something.
Yes, touch the art is number one on the list. Gotcha, Judy.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Draw on the wall.
No drawing on the walls.
No drawing on the walls. No, but there is touching the art. That's a big no-no. That'll get you kicked out of a museum. All right, the question is, what would get you kicked out of a museum? 740-751-4038. Maggie was our first winner this morning. Nelly tickets. Kim won Nelly tickets last
hour. Go ahead, caller.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Glue yourself to the artwork.
No gluing yourself to the artwork.
Well, that's what they're doing now in this country, gluing themselves to the art.
Wonder how they get unstuck. Maybe a fruitcake.
Well, most of them have a glass, because they're the expensive over in France, but they said there's a covering like glass, and they glue themselves. Otherwise, I don't know what to do.
Well, they wouldn't want to hit those with a fruitcake. They'd shatter in a second.
Or they're protesting. I forget what it is, but that's what they're doing. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Making fun of the art.
Making fun of the art. No making fun of the art on the list today.
Woo, 34 minutes past the hour here. Trying to get rid of the old Foreigner tickets. 740-751-4038. What do people do that could get them kicked out of a museum? What are the answers remaining? Five answers remain. Touch the art was number one. All the others are still there. What could you do that would get you kicked out of a museum? We've got Foreigner tickets here. We've got Drew Hill. Go ahead, caller.
Go say being loud, like obnoxious or something.
Well, yelling is number three on the list. You got it.
Yelling, number three on the list. You don't want to yell in a museum. What could people do that would get them kicked out of a museum? Does anybody know? What could you do that would get you kicked out of a museum? That's what we're looking for here.
Go ahead, caller.
Kick the easels over.
No kicking the easels over.
All righty. What could you do that would get you kicked out of a museum? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could you do that would get you kicked out of a museum? Five answers left. Foreigner tickets on the line here. Go ahead, caller.
Scribble on the painting.
Well, not scribbling on a painting, but that's a good guess.
Not scribbling on a painting. Something that could get you kicked out of a museum. What would that be? 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour. Foreigner tickets here. Drew Hill. If you're interested in Drew Hill Sunday night, let me know. Now, we'll be giving away tickets tonight. We got the last pair of Nelly tickets tonight we'll be giving away from 8 to 10 p.m. on this station with Angie Evers. And we'll also probably have Drew Hill tickets and possibly the guy Monday at the fair who nobody knows.
Go ahead, caller.
Change prices?
No changing of prices.
No changing of prices at the old museum. What do people do that could get them kicked out of the museum? Who knows the answer? 740-751-4038. What could get you kicked out of a museum? You know, I suppose there are a lot of things that could get you kicked out of a museum. But I guess these are just at the top of the list at this particular point. What could get you kicked out of a museum? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could get you kicked out of a museum? We've got touching of the art. Yelling. Now, what don't they want you to do in a museum? Get you kicked right to the curb.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say being tipsy. I don't think drink at those. The one on TV, they drink at those museums, you know, stand around and drink.
Right.
Maybe they get too tipsy.
No drunkenness, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Spill your food on a painting.
Let's see here. Bring food in is number 5 on the list. Yes.
Thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
Nope, we lost that caller. 740-751-4038. What could people do that would get them kicked out of a museum? 740-751-4038. What are the answers? 3 left. You know, let's see. What could you do that would get you kicked out of a museum? Can you imagine? 740-751-4038, 39 minutes past the hour. Going to do the drawing here in about 18 minutes. Coming up on drawing time. Those foreigner tickets have to go, because the foreigner concert is tonight at the Ohio State Fair.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, you could start an argument if two people wanted to buy the same painting.
No argument, but a good guess.
No arguments at the museum. Name something that could get you kicked out of a museum. We've got tickets to Foreigner, tickets to Drew Hill, all left in the balance. Who's got the answers? 740-751-4038. Things that could get you kicked out of a museum.
Go ahead, caller.
Complain about the art or the art show or something.
No complaining on the list.
Complaining does not make the list today. What could get you kicked out of a museum? All righty. Let's see if this person knows.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You can steal something.
Steal something, absolutely. Number 3 on the list. Who we got on the line?
Ron. You don't know me by
now. Oh, well, you know, it's been so long. I don't know. Have you been on the grill too much?
Yeah. I've been at work, and then we got my softball out there at Marco. We won our first game yesterday, so.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Now, did you want tickets to Drew Hill?
Foreigner.
Foreigner. Okay, we got you in. Now, stay tuned. You can enter as many times as you want.
All right, Ron is in now. So we got Ron, Judy, and Angela all in for Foreigner tonight. Nobody wants to go to Drew Hill on Sunday night?
Go ahead, caller.
How about taking pictures? Or was that already said?
No, it wasn't said. And not on the list, though.
Thanks, Scott.
No taking pictures on the list. What do people do that could get them kicked out of a museum? We've got touch the art, yell, bring food in, and steal. So, two answers left. What's something that could get you kicked out of a museum? Two answers left. 740-751-4038. We've got touch the art, steal, yell, bring food in. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. Foreigner tickets. Go ahead, caller.
I know pictures, but if you videotape it, like you go around and try to videotape it, I don't think they'd let you do that.
No videotaping on the list.
No videotaping on this particular list. What do people do that could get them kicked out of a museum? Touch the art, steal, yell, bring food in. Still two answers left. What could get you kicked out of a museum?
Go ahead, caller.
You break something there.
Break something, absolutely. Ron is in again for those foreigner tickets. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
I'm laughing here. Could they take their own art and try to put it up?
Well, not on the list, but that would get you kicked out, I think. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
Profanity?
No profanity. Go ahead, caller.
Draw a duplicate.
What's that?
Draw a duplicate.
Not draw a duplicate. Not drawing a duplicate. Not on the list. Something that could get you kicked out of a museum. 44 minutes past the hour. 12 minutes left to go here. We got Judy Summers, Angela, and Ron in for the foreigner tickets here.
Go ahead, caller.
What if you tried to rearrange the artwork?
Not rearranging the artwork. Rearranging the artwork does not make it on this particular list. Something you could do that would get you kicked out of a museum. What would it be? Foreigner tickets. Go ahead, caller.
Running.
Running. You have got it. Boy, that took a minute. Okay, we got you, Angel. Now, do you want to be put in for the Drew Hill tickets at all?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
We got Drew Hill, and you're also in for Foreigner.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, caller.
How about smoking?
Yeah, smoke, not good, but not on the list. Okay, new category here. Let's see what the next category is. Next category has six answers. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Okay. Well, that's an interesting question. Name a job where employees would get tired arms. Okay, well, what's a job where employees would get tired arms? 740-751-4038. Tickets to Foreigner and Drew Hill on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's what I do, restaurant work.
Restaurant work. Well, what in the... It's a specific job.
Cooking.
No, not cooking, not on the list.
No? Oh, my... Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a fact... Do you need something certain?
Factory worker? No factory workers on the list. Go ahead, caller.
A delivery man.
Yes, delivery man is number 3 on the list here. You got it. Thank you.
Delivery man comes in at number 3. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a baseball player.
Let's see here. No baseball players on the list.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about movers like to move houses and furniture?
Yes, movers are number two on the list. Go ahead, caller. Whoa, we lost that one. Movers are number two on the list. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Custodian.
Custodian. Let's see here. No custodian on the list.
A job where you would get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say people that pick apples and stuff.
No apple pickers.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Mechanic.
Let's see here. No mechanics on the list.
No apple pickers and no mechanics. Job where your arms would get tired.
Go ahead, caller.
How about an electrician?
No electrician on the list.
We've got foreigner tickets and Drew Hill tickets. Don't forget to listen tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. I'll be on with Angie Evers. We've got the final two Nelly tickets and also
probably Drew Hill. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, a server.
Server, absolutely, number six. Now, do you want to be in for foreigner or do you want a chance for Drew Hill as well?
Scott, you know I'm in there for foreigner.
All right. You know it's tonight. Are you free tonight?
Oh, yeah, I just got off work.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, caller.
How about a person who pours cement?
No, well,
it out.
Not a specific cement pourer. It's a broader topic.
Bricklayer?
No. Not exactly just the cement pourer, but kind of a broader topic there when it comes to that answer.
Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Now we've got Angela in for foreigner, but she's also in for Drew Hill. Judy Summers in for foreigner. Ron in for foreigner. Is anybody else going to get in for Drew Hill? Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
What's that?
A construction worker.
Construction worker. Do you want another one for foreigner or Drew Hill?
Drew Hill.
Drew Hill. Gotcha. Go ahead, caller.
How about a construction worker, Scott?
We got it right, but I'll put you in. You want to be in for foreigner again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about landscaper?
No landscaper. Good guess, though.
No landscaper. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A job where employees must get tired arms. Foreigner tickets and Drew Hill. Now, is anybody else going to go for the Drew Hill on Sunday night?
Go ahead, caller.
Tree trimmer. Somebody that works in wood. Tree trimmer.
No tree trimmers. Go ahead, caller.
How about a window washer or a painter?
No window washers or painters.
Window, washers, painters, neither one on the list today.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a professional ball player?
No ball player. Good guess, though.
Ball player, not a bad guess at all. That's for certain.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about somebody that does jackhammers?
No jackhammers. Go ahead, caller.
Would a roofer be like construction?
Probably roofer would be under construction, yeah.
No roofer on the list. An employee where your arms would get tired. Name a job where the employee's arms would get tired. 51 minutes past the hour. Tickets to foreigner here. Drew Hill, only one person in for Drew Hill so far. Now, Drew Hill Sunday night. Remember, foreigners tonight. We'll have Nelly tickets tonight, 8 to 10, on this station. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to steer a boat.
Nobody's steering a boat. Go ahead, caller.
What about a ditch digger?
No ditch diggers.
No ditch diggers. Nobody's steering any boats. Now tonight, 8 to 10, Angie Evers and I will be giving away the Nelly tickets. the final pair of Nelly tickets. We gave away two pairs today. One to Maggie and one to Kim. Now, the foreigner tickets are going to go this hour. That's tonight at 7:30. And we've got Drew Hill and Zach Somebody Monday night at the fair. Go ahead, caller.
Factory worker.
No factory worker.
No factory worker on the list. 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Name a job where employees must get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller.
Somebody that works in a coal mine.
No coal miners. Go ahead, caller.
How about a railroad?
No railroaders. Go ahead, caller.
What about a referee flailing his arms?
No referees. No referees, coal miners. Ooh, all these interesting jobs. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody that plays the fiddle or something.
No fiddlers. Take your fiddle and, what's the song with the fiddle? There's some song with a fiddler. All right, back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Semi. Driving a semi.
No semi drivers. No semi drivers on this particular list. How about that, man? The calls are heating up here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a band leader?
No band leader. No band leaders on the list. 53 minutes past the hour here. 77 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. We've got Judy Summers in for foreigner, Angela in for foreigner, Angela in for Drew Hill, Ron in for foreigner. Go ahead, caller.
A dog walker.
No dog walkers. Go ahead, caller.
What about a basketball player?
No basketball players. No dog walkers. No basketball players. Is anybody else going to get in for Drew here, Hill here, or is Angela just going to walk away with those tickets? Go ahead, caller.
I'm hold a baby. No, especially a sick baby.
No baby holders. Go ahead, caller.
A drummer.
No drummers. Well, we're down to about the last 4 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Who's going to have the answers for us here? Go ahead, caller.
How about a swimmer?
No swimmers. No swimmers on the list. Name a job where an employee must get tired arms. Drew Hill, four tickets hang in the balance here. All righty, who's got the answers? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try a janitor.
No janitors. Go ahead, caller.
How about a brick and block mason?
No brick mason. Go ahead, caller.
Window washer.
No window washers. 3 minutes to go. Angela is the only one in for Drew Hill tickets. Angela, Judy Summers, Ron in for foreigner. Go ahead, caller.
A surgeon.
No surgeon. Here are the hints. One person works on a lot of women, and the other person works for the police department. There's your hints. One for the police department, and one works on a lot of women. Go ahead, caller.
What about a power washer?
No power washers. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say beautician.
No beautician. Well, what do you consider a beautician? Call me back and tell me what you consider a beautician before somebody else calls in. 7407. It would have to be specific. Specific. Tired arms. Go ahead, caller.
At direct traffic.
Yes, a traffic cop.
All the other arms, yep.
Yep, so you still want to be in for foreigner. All right. I guess so. All right. Whew, we're approaching the 57-minute mark. Go ahead, caller.
What
What about the traffic director?
We just got that traffic director.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about like a hair deal?
A what?
Those hairdresser people, like they do your perms and stuff.
Yeah, hairdresser. Did you want to be in for Foreigner again, or did you want to challenge Angela on the Drew Hill?
No, you know where I want.
Got it. Okay, it was a hairdresser, so that's all the answers we have. Name a job where an employee must get tired arms. We've got construction movers, delivery people, hairdressers, traffic cop, and food server. So we got all the answers. Now, here's what I'm going to do. We've got a minute left here. Does anybody want to be entered with Angela for the Drew Hill tickets? Because we've only got one person in for Drew Hill. And I want to let you know that tonight, Angie Evers and I will be on from 8 to 10 p.m., and we've got the last pair of tickets to Nelly, which is tomorrow night at the fair. We'll be giving those away tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., and probably some Drew Hill tickets. We'll have a pair of Drew Hill tickets left tonight that we'll give away. And possibly the man who's performing Monday. Apparently nobody else for Drew Hill. Okay, Angela, you're the winner of the Drew Hill tickets. Call in if you're still out there, and I'll tell you how to get them. And the winner of the Foreigner tickets, all right, shake this up, Judy Summers, Angela, Ron, who's going to be the winner? We got a lot of entries from everybody on the old Foreigner. It looks like it's going to be, Ron is the winner of the Foreigner tickets. All right, Ron, call in quick, and Angela, call in quick, and I'll tell you how to get these tickets, because you got to get them fast. You got to get the Foreigner tickets, because that's tonight. And you got to get the Drew Hill tickets because that's Sunday. Don't forget to listen tonight, 8 to 10. I'll be on with Angie Evers. We'll have Drew Hill tickets. We'll have the last pair of Nelly tickets, which is the concert tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair. And possibly for the Monday concert, the religious singer. All right. Is this Angela?
Yes, it is.
All right, Angela, can you meet me at Meyer over by where Ryan's used to be at 1:30? And I'll have those tickets for you.
Yes, I can.
Thank you, Angela. All right, Ron, are you still out there? I just got the word that beauticians are hairdressers. Now, how many hair... I don't know. I thought a beautician did, like, your fingernails and a face mask. Ron, are you out there? Did you turn the radio off? You won the Foreigner tickets. Holy mackerel. Okay, Ron, can you meet me at... the parking lot by Ryan's Myers in a half hour.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have your tickets.
All right, thank you.
All right. I'm done for the day. Holy, 8 to 10 tonight. Nelly tickets, all kinds of tickets. Angie and I. Scott Spears heading to
the place is WWGH 107.1 FM. We're on M Team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy Delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar. The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to...